Well, we're doing a little bit of an afternoon sesh today, ladies afternoon and gentlemen. Delight. That's it. That's it. We decided that, why not go ahead and get an extra one in? Daylight outside.
That's what she said.
It is.
Never play RPGs in the daylight.
In the daylight. It's the first for me.
Yeah. Oh no, my Skype froze right as I said, that's what she said, and I don't know if that joke bombed or not.
Oh boy.
Well, we didn't hear you.
Yeah. Oh, okay, cool.
Now it bombed.
Yeah, I think you should just assume. You should just assume.
You could have just let it roll. You
should just assume, that's fair.
One of the things about, and we haven't done this on this show yet, one of the things that's kind of tough about recording in the daylight is it's still hot. And the southern summer is showing its face today, for sure. It's already, like, teasing out, getting hot. And it's just, like, so early in it, it's, like, barely hot. But I'm just, like, sweating a little bit, remembering how much my ass sticks to this chair when we get into the summer months.
Tell me more.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can tell from here, man. You're looking a little warm over there.
I'm cooking.
Why are you recording with no pants or underwear on?
Look, you don't tell him how to do his thing.
Wait, but that's not how you record?
It's a lifestyle, I record. It's not a phase.
And this is audio anyway, so I can wear whatever I want.
Yeah, it's just
like working from home all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to be really awkward when he gets up to go get a new beer.
I mean, it's just fucking awkward if you make it awkward.
you have that camera pointed precariously down, and it's like facing your head now. But I'm just waiting.
Yeah. It's facing his head too.
It's very strategically placed. Yeah. Get all the head action.
Proud of you, Steve.
daylight or not, certainly not stopping me from drinking. So, Griff.
I mean, you're taking a sip, man. So, how's that taste? What is it?
I'm drinking a little something easy by the Lagunitas. It is very delicious, very drinkable. Perfect name. Something easy. I like it.
Speaking of easy, hey Steve, what you drinking, bud?
Hey Griff, this is Steve from the Hideous Laughter Podcast. I play Matumbe and Saw on that show. And remembering back to when we recorded last, there were some allegations here that this first book of Attack of the Swarm felt a little on the rails. So I'm going to go ahead and counter that with a derailed double IPA from Loose Rail Brewing right here in Ohio.
Very nice.
Okay.
Got him. Got him.
Speaking of derailed, what's up, Zach? You kind of derailed some of our sessions already.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know it. I'm keeping it nice and simple. I mean, it's still in the afternoon, so I'm just having a nice, refreshing Truly pineapple.
Ooh. All right. How is the Truly pineapple?
I love it. Like, it's really good. But pineapple is probably my favorite fruit flavor.
Well, speaking of my favorite fruit flavor, hey Heath, what you drinking?
What's up, baby? I'm drinking a Bloody Mary I made that I put a little bit of teriyaki beef jerky in.
Damn, living your best life.
Yeah, it's really nice. And I've got two Trulies to my side and a bottle of Tito's, so we'll get through it.
Well, speaking of getting through it, Emily, what are you getting through?
I'm still feeling sickly-ish, so I'm just having a nice cup of chamomile tea. I spoke earlier about trying to go all gasoline queen on y'all, because Emily from Hideous Laughter always talks about this, what is it, chamomile-infused gin or something?
Yep, that'd be it, chamomile gin.
I don't have any of that, but I have regular gin and I have chamomile tea. I could just top it off, but then I thought better. And so, no, I'm just enjoying actual chamomile tea.
Well, speaking of someone who should have thought better, but didn't.
Hey. I see you reaching. Don't do it. Don't
it's
do
me.
It.
It's me, Griff.
Oh, no.
Listen, so you don't have to do this on this show.
I'm going to invoice you for that.
It's not required. You, invoice you don't me have for these this. Requirements.
So I have a stacking kind of menagerie of horrors over here. So the first thing I'm going to do is take a dinger of Malort because...
I'm so mad.
I've been drinking a little bit today.
That's bad. That I left at your house during quarantine.
That's bad.
Ooh, it's real bad.
Like, the funniest part of it is how mad Steve is.
I know, I love it. It's like he's protective over this garbage liquor. So,
he's like,
Malort,
I wanted to feel miserable.
After that Malort, I'm diving into a habanero mango whiskey with a citrus zip fez.
Listen, I don't know if you guys on Southern Tomfoolery have gotten here yet, but for Griff and myself, misery is the only emotion we can feel anymore. At least we're feeling something.
And speaking of continuing my misery, now I'm going to pop into some Evan Williams honey.
Oh, God. God, dude.
Dude, it's 6:30 in the afternoon.
I'm off.
You got to slow it down.
You're going to be ill, son. You're going to be ill.
So when you hear the retching about 30 minutes from now, you'll know exactly where it's coming from.
You'll know it wasn't the quantity. It was just the quality of Malort.
Yeah.
Well, it was that you mixed three pretty terrible things together. I think you're going to feel that later.
I got a pretty good stomach for it.
I mean, yeah, I guess so. You've been working.
Years of practice. Working up,
yeah. Well, you guys, we are closing in here on the end of part two, and I just want to say this adventure just keeps escalating. Things get weirder and weirder, and you have now found yourself in this temple of Hylax that is shaped like this giant bug. And inside there, Yavari stepped into a trap that Tex was able to avoid, but she wasn't. The rest of you kind of fanned out along the side of the pews, and you were, Vin, you did something at the end. You shouted out, right?
I did.
Do you happen to remember what you said?
I don't remember what's the guy's name? The
Zalonin.
Hook's cheese.
Gosh, don't know. Let me get it. Let me just write it out one more time.
X E L.
Gonna give it to you.
N A N.
There it is. All right, Zalonin. So, yeah, Vin hollered for Zalonin. I don't remember what he's like, what exactly the words were, though.
Yeah, but that's the gist of what you were doing. They did a roll of perception check. Everybody really can if you'd like.
A perception check. I recall not being great at those.
Oh, baby.
Got a natural 20.
Okay.
Put it on the board.
Nice.
That's going to be a big 23.
No. And look, this is, you know, just a reminder, when we finish up a part, that's when we take totals. So y'all get your crits in now.
Oh. Right.
Well, I got a dirty 20.
Yeah.
Sig's got a 22.
Okay.
I'm at a dirty 17.
A dirty 17.
People say that all the time.
17.
So it's a band name, I call it. The Dirty 17.
You can't have all the band names. Can't hoard them like the toilet paper.
Oh, man. Wait at least till 18 to get dirty. But I'm ping.
Wow. All right. Well, what
I
you guys all...
that decision now.
Yeah. What you guys all hear is this chanting that's coming through the doors to the north, and they fly open as you shout out Zalonin's name, and you can hear now more clearly,
the connection undone by holy light, the connection undone by holy light,
just over and over, just kind of this chanting,
the connection undone by holy light.
Roll a mysticism if somebody's got it.
I got some mysticism.
A think I do. I think I got some mysticism.
Unfortunately, it's a 5 on the die, so that's only a 9.
14 for Vin.
When he said chanting and the door opened, I was expecting the way this adventure has been going so far to hear Ooga Jaka, Ooga.
Would have been delighted.
So we gotta get our crits in now. I got my natural 1 for a total 12.
Wow.
We were what doing so well. We were
putting
almost
that die away. Putting that die away.
Yikes. Do you have mysticism, Tex?
No, my last name's Arcana, but I do not have any mysticism training.
Shockingly.
No mysticism.
Yavari does not have mysticism.
All right. Well, you can't really make heads or tails of what is meant by this phrase. It is being said in Sheeran.
What was that phrase one last time, Adam?
The connection undone by holy light.
I mean, I think I feel like it's maybe the connection with the hive mind that the swarm is bringing. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he wants to disconnect Hylax or something. I mean,
Hold on.
Did any of you speak Sheeran?
Yeah, several of us.
Okay, cool.
Hey, Adam, when I rolled that insanely high religion check or mysticism check for the Hylax Forever Queen, did I know if she was the one that separated the swarm from the Sheeran, or did the Sheeran break away on their own without her help?
They did it on their own, but she blessed them for doing it.
Okay, because that's where my head went, was that, you know, by holy power or whatever, the connection was broken, the connection to the swarm broken by Hylax. But that doesn't make sense if Hylax didn't break that connection.
Well, I'm taking a different theory where, like, maybe with the swarm coming to this area, much like the guy with the Lashenta guy we rescued, maybe Sheeran are particularly susceptible to the psychic connection of the swarm. Being a prior swarm
member.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking.
And so he's like chanting, like almost for like the help of Hylax to like break this connection.
Yeah, that's the vibe that I got as well. But
his token also appears to have green smoke billowing out of his eyes, so that seems to be an issue.
Do any of y'all have like what is that called? Telepathy?
No.
Negative.
Okay.
Just with you.
Yeah. All right.
I will say when the doors open, what you see is dozens of ghostly swarm creatures whirling throughout the chamber. Kind of in the center of this is an older male Sheeran who floats about a foot above the floor, his eyes emanating wispy green smoke. This is what he looks like. I got a handout for you guys.
Do I have to go to my mailbox again, man?
Yes.
Good luck.
All right, I'm back from my mailbox. I got a letter from Adam.
Did you disinfect it?
Sure did.
No. Oh, no.
All right, so that's what you see.
Oh, well, he looks fancy, don't he?
And yeah, these just like kind of ghostly images of swarm all kind of just swirling around him. But he doesn't seem to really pay you any mind or respond to your shouts. He seems very focused on whatever he's doing, you know, with this chanting and creating this kind of... You see that as the swarm, or kind of the ghostly swarm, are swirling around him. Also, that center bulb in the middle is just pulsating, just like sending off like waves and pulses of energy, just filling the temple and out.
What if we went and tried to help him with his chanting? You know, just be like moral support.
I mean, I don't know how useful we're going to be in that capacity, but looks like he's in quite a predicament right now. We should at least try and get a better look.
Yeah, we got to get closer. I mean, we don't know anything. We rolled some checks, no information. I think we just need to go to the source, guys. I'm sorry. We need to move up.
How about everybody watch for traps? And Sig would like look at Yvonne.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like
he's still right. Entangled, right?
I was like, why don't you yeah. pull them spikes out your feet so we can move?
And she'll try and get untangled. What do I need to roll?
Yeah, you
for
can
that?
Take 20 on. You okay. can take 20 on that. Yeah.
Yeah, she slowly unshivs herself from the floor.
Now, Adam, yeah. last time I think we moved through this place in initiative order. Do you still need us to do that, or?
I just need you to tell me. Well, let's get perceptions on the room for traps sure. first.
Let's do it.
All right, Sig's got a dirty 20.
Dirty 20 as well.
Natural 20.
Right. Oh,
get it.
Oh,
finally.
Get right. it.
I put it on useful the board. For something.
Natasi's eye just explodes in red light and she sees every trap ever.
Well, it makes sense because there's a trap directly in front of you.
She looks down. Oh. Yvari, please step around this one.
And Yvari looks over and she's like snarling and just super, like her eyes seem cloudy because she rolled a 2 and got a 4. So thank God Ooh. For you.
Okay. So yeah, you see that trap. Let's see here. Vin, you said you got a 20?
Yeah, dirty. So did Sig.
Yeah. Well, on your side of the pews, while you're kind of looking around, you can see that behind the, you know, right behind this pedestal right here, you see a set of Mark 1 planar rune plates.
Oh, really?
Yes, and so, these are pretty sweet.
Vin will walk over there. Hey, check this so out.
These are devotional symbols, obviously towards Hylax. Mm-hmm. Okay, and they are aligned to Hylax's alignment, so they actually have an alignment. So they're lawful good rune plates. They count as a worn magic item unless you install them in armor, taking up a number of upgrade slots equal to their mark. Each set of planar rune plates has the same alignment as the extra planar entity to which the plates are dedicated. While you wear the plates, they have several effects. If a creature with an alignment component opposite any of the plate's alignment component attacks you, the plates alert you to the creature's opposing subtypes. So it'll let you know if they're opposite of lawful good, so chaotic or evil.
Uh-huh.
If the attack hits, as a reaction, you can force the creature to reroll the attack and use the worst result. If you fail a saving throw against an effect created by such a creature, as a reaction, you can re-roll the saving throw and take the better result. Once you benefit from a given set of planar rune plates, you can benefit from a different set only after 24 hours have passed. For a Mark 1, you get one re-roll per 24 hours.
Hey, Adam, do you happen to know, is that for any chaotic or evil creature, or does the creature have to be chaotic evil to allow that?
It will
that?
Tell you if they are chaotic and or evil.
But for the re-roll...
It does have to be, yeah. So they have to either be chaotic or evil for you to activate that.
So it's kind of like a protection from evil or a protection from chaos type thing, right?
Do, mm-hmm. do you have to be of the same alignment to get the benefit?
No, you do not.
All right, so I want to roll a sleight of hand check to just pocket these bad boys.
Okay. I will tell you this, that wearing them marks you as a follower of whatever... deity or powerful being that it's, you know, whether it be an archdevil or a mm-hmm. demon lord or a god, wearing this like is an outward symbol. It'd be like wearing a cross, you know what I mean? Like people who see you with it are going to assume you're a worshiper of Hylax.
Vinny, I didn't know you were Italian.
A lot of things you don't know about me, mate. No, but for real. It's pretty good sleight of hand.
What'd you get?
18 plus 7.
Hey, everybody roll perception against it.
I mean...
25 is the number to beat.
Yeah, 25.
Yeah, I don't know that Sig... I mean, I feel like I would take a penalty for being all the way across the room, but I have a 22.
I don't think you can even roll a 25.
I was gonna say.
I can. Yeah, I can roll a 26.
Okay.
I only rolled a 22, yeah. But.
What about you, Tex and Natassi?
I'm incapable.
Okay. I'm capable, but I did not succeed.
All right, Vin, you will pocket that. That comes from the armory, so if you have that in Hero Lab, you should be able to.
I don't.
I don't.
I don't.
Well, then you should definitely keep it.
Lawful good, Mark 2.
These are Hylax Mark 1 planar rune plates.
Mark 1, excuse me.
Level 4 item.
I mean, lawful good is about the best alignment you can get for these.
Yeah.
But, I mean, then I'll equip them. You know what I mean? And just be like,
yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Like, they only work if you're burying them out. Like, you have to wear them out.
What are they? You know what describe what it is. Like, when you say a rune plate, what does that
the
even
rune
mean?
Rune plates, so they are devotional symbols on the plates. So for
what
Hylax,
where are the plates? Where do the plates go on your body?
I don't know, like chunky necklaces or something, my dude.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm making that up.
Yeah, it's either that or like a big badge that attaches to, you know, it's a big adornment, basically, that you put on.
Yeah, I mean, putting them on will make that sleight of hand pointless.
Pointless. So in that case, Vin will just be like, oh, this don't go in my jacket at all. Hey, anybody want this
thing? I
mean,
it's
thing?
A pretty cool symbol. Let me show you.
Yeah, I feel like the sleight of hand lets us believe that you had that on you the whole time and decided to wear it around your neck now.
I guess. I mean, if nothing, I guess we can put them on. I can put them on and convince this dude maybe that I'm a fellow man of the cloth. I don't have any ranks in bluff.
Really?
Yeah.
That's surprising.
That seems suspect.
I want to roll a sense motive on that. I don't have any ranks in bluff.
I don't. I mean, I really don't. I don't. Vin will absolutely just present it to the group and say, you know, hey, we might can use this to convince this here chapter that we're fellow men of the cloth and women. Excuse me.
I mean, if you really want to, like, try and convince him or something, you should probably give it to Dax, right?
I can't talk to him.
Oh, shit. Well, never mind. Maybe keep it, then.
Surely he speaks common, right?
Oh, don't call him Shirley.
Well, okay, so does Sheeran not... I thought that they communicated via beep, beep, the mind.
They have limited telepathy.
They have a language and telepathy.
But they're like Lashunta. They can't completely communicate that way.
Gotcha.
All right, so Vin, you have them. You're not wearing them?
Like, I mean, if that's a route we have to go, Vin will put it on, you know, but like, eh, whatever. Keep it cash. And
I put a link to the image in the Roll 20 chat there.
Yeah.
So it's like this black and green symbol that... That's cool. That kind of looks like a bug's head with two large tusks kind of wrapping around it that gives the image of it looking like a full eye shape with three stars above it.
It's very cool.
I like it.
Three diamonds, yeah. Diamond-shaped stars, yeah. Okay.
I just want it for the advantage roll.
Yeah,
basically.
I know. We know.
Okay. All right. Well, what are we going to do then?
I mean, I don't see anything in front of me. I'm going to head up past this, see if I can get towards the doors.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing stopping you. I mean, you know that you've seen where the traps are. There's the activated trap that Yavari's in, and then there's the unactivated trap in the front.
I think the rest of us should continue to move up to... I don't think any of us should get too close to this giant pulsing orb. Maybe we work our way kind of pincer-like around through this chapel.
Right, absolutely, yeah. Vin will take point on the right side and Sig on the left. We'll move behind the pews against the corners and peek around, you know.
Since yeah, I mean, Sig's like kind of leaning past the wall and just looking through these open doors. And he sees, I'm assuming, exactly what we've seen. This guy, presumably Zalonin, with all of these spirits of the swarm around him.
Yeah, and you can get a better look at the chamber itself, and you see that it's a recessed, like, stone chamber, very sparsely decorated. Though you see a cot folded up against the wall and a desk with a computer terminal that shows that this is where he's been inhabiting. Wooden doors exit, which are now, of course, flung open. As you approach the doors, the swirling swarm spirits begin to fade, and Lonan's eyes return to normal as he floats gently to the ground. The priest staggers a bit as he regains his composure and says,
"So, the SDF got my messages then. You've come to protect the temple against the swarm."
Is that in common or Sharon?
In common.
I mean, did I don't know that we're...
Yeah, I was like, did we come to protect? I thought we came to snatch his ass.
That's hey, bud, I mean, I don't know how much protecting we can actually do. The Swarmer, I mean, they're taking over this whole planet. We gotta get you out of here.
Excuse me, I apologize for being so rude. My name is Lonan, priest of the Forever Queen and this temple. Thank you for coming here and helping me. I have been having odd visions of late. I have seen the swarm campaign across the surface of Siskelyn. And as it marches forward, I have seen the landscape transformed. I believe that Hylax is warning me of what is to come, sadly. I have asked for guidance on how to stop this again. And again, but to no avail. With your arrival here, my goddess is telling me something. But what?
Well, she might be telling you to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, she's probably saying we got a fucking boogie, bud.
Yep. I agree.
Before we rush off hastily, please tell me, what is the state of the war, and what exactly is happening in the plains below?
We're losing.
Yep. Everything's going to shit, Mike. Come
on.
It's
fucking bad, bro.
We cannot leave this temple. I fear that if the swarm is able to take this site, then all will be lost. Hylax has shown me that this place is of great importance.
Does the pulsing orb in the middle of the room behind us have something to do with that? Because I've been wondering what the hell that is.
The temple has stood here since the time of the Shirin's arrival on Siskelyn. It was carved from the rock of Clutchstone Ridge by a group of monks after Hylax appeared to direct them in the creation of a holy artifact. The name and location of that item has been lost. But if you have the gift of telepathy, you can still hear the echoes of that day. I have been caretaker here for many years, but it was only in the past few days that I have received visions directly from the goddess. Hylax has been trying to warn me that the swarm is coming to take this temple, and though she has not said why, I believe it is able to sense the divine impression within the stone from when the sacred artifact was crafted. Many scholars believe the swarm worshipped Hylax before it became the evil force it is now. And perhaps that dormant connection caused the swarm here. I told SDF Command about this danger days ago, hoping they might be able to figure out why. Thanks to the blessing of the Forever Queen, I have been able to amplify her psychic emanations to make any approaching swarm components docile. But I fear I cannot keep it up forever.
In Yavari's head, I'm just like, is it just me, or is there a fucking side quest coming up?
I feel like there's a side quest coming up.
Okay, so I'm sorry. Emily is struggling. So this guy is basically saying that he does not want to leave the chapel.
Temple,
sorry. and... Yeah, that's what we're getting, right?
He doesn't want to leave the temple because he's been given visions by Hylax that the temple's important. And that this temple was made from the same stone that some sacred artifact was created. And that perhaps that the reason that the swarm have come to Susklin in the first place is for this temple. That they're drawn to it for whatever reason. And so he's convinced that the visions he got from Hylax means that he has to stay here and protect this temple from the swarm getting it. You, as SDF troops who've been in the thick of it, know that there's no hope of protecting this temple. You know, one man, one Sheeran can't stop it. But he's very devoted to Hylax. You know, he's a priest of Hylax, and he's basically trying to be a martyr, I guess.
Zelonin, I appreciate what you're doing here, believe me. However, 2/3 of your entire planet have been wiped away by the swarm. Their masses grow more powerful every single day, and we've seen cities fall from the sky. Your temple is next. In fact, one Captain Kuvenza sent an entire guard of people to come extract you. They are all dead. We are the new wave set to extract you. If we stay here to try and defend this temple, we will join his guard. We need to leave, and if you won't leave before extracting the secrets of this temple, you need to start communicating with us and telling us how we can extract those secrets ourselves.
You can roll either a diplomacy or intimidate.
I want to aid on that.
Aid too.
What she said.
I'm going to aid and say... Ooh,
that's your aid?
I'm going to aid and I'm going to say, you know, they call us the Midnight Squad for a reason. It's the final hour for this planet. You got to come with us or you're going to see the sunset on more than just the world. It's going to be your life.
All right, for the record, I'm going to be using Intimidate. They're both +3s, my Diplomacy and my Intimidate, but we're trying to get him a little shook. Like, hey, man, there needs to be some urgency here.
I got a +4
Intimidate. If we're doing
Intimidate,
I would like to aid.
Oh, okay, we'll aid with a natural 20. Fuck.
Oh, put it on the board?
All the natural
20. Oh, it had a 24.
Aid with a 14. Yeah, Yavari's just kind of standing behind, kind of like...
Yavari won't aid with a 14, right?
Yes, she will.
No, that's an aid.
It's 15, 10. I thought
10 or more.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. I aid despite a natural 2. I still roll an 11.
And then, Vin, were you hopping in there or are you sitting this one out?
I'm afraid that if I, like, that Vin would say something stupid like, you know, related to bluffing about Hylax, and then
look, Adam, I'm a follower of Hylax too.
Yeah. Adam, trying to get me to roll a bluff check, and I'm not going to fall into that trap. So no, I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Hey, man, something that's perfectly Hylax reasonable. So, with my intimidate +3, I got 3 aids. That's going to go up to a +9, and I rolled a 14 off the die. That's going to get me a 23.
Zelonin looks at you, and looks kind of around the inner sanctum here. And at this point, the ball in the center of the temple is not glowing or pulsing like it was. He says, looks at all of you, kind of hangs his head for a second. He says,
if we must, perhaps this was Hylax's will. Perhaps you are the reason that I was to remain here. I will go. we gather some things.
Oi, all right then.
Yeah. Everything worked out.
Yavari will be like,
You want me to get the ball? We can put it in the truck.
Yeah, I'd help with that. Looks like it's kind of floating, but it might still be heavy. I'm really not sure about the mechanics of this guy.
Yeah, it looks kind of weird.
Everybody roll a perception check.
No. We got some rope.
Good. No, natural one. Fuck, put it on the board.
22.
Oof.
18.
20 and a 1.
13.
The 1 goes to a 7 if it matters.
Alright, with the 23, that 22. Was you, right?
22. 22,
Vin. Yeah, Vin, you hear this awful sound behind you. As you kind of turn around to look at this orb, and you kind of look before everybody else does, and you see that something awful has filled the doorway.
Oi!
of this temple. And let me blow that up for you so you can see what it is. And I need everybody to roll initiative.
Everyone, watch out!
Oh, fuck this dude. Thing.
It's my a big bug!
God.
This reminds
so this is
me
a
of,
big one.
This reminds this is, me of the creature in, if you guys, any of you guys watch Futurama, the like fungus creature that was like.
Yes!
The
id.
Yeah, the id.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They are the ego and the or whatever one it is.
All right, let's see here. Let's get some.
Ooh, my actual roll is way better than my roll 20 roll.
All right, so Tex, what'd you get?
19.
19. All right. Natasi, what'd you get?
I already updated mine with an 8.
Okay, Vin, what'd you get?
I got a 21 on the initiative
Very nice.
Roll.
All right, and Sigurd, what'd you get?
10.
All right, Yavari.
Yavari rolled an 11, but she gets a 19. Thanks, Tex.
That's true. Yep. All right, let me roll for this ugly-ass thing. All right. So, what you're looking at here is, like, this swarm component that has several interlocking plates of rigid chitin that runs along its back and sides. It's green. It has like 6 legs. It almost looks like a big plant, but with like hard surfaces and these 2 purple eyes, and this huge mouth, and it has 2 like front claw pincers or whatever as it kind of lumbers its way into the door. Vin, you got the top of the round here. What you gonna do?
Can I tell if it's either chaotic or evil?
It only if it makes an attack on you.
Oh, right. Okay. All right. I just don't have the item in my sheet yet, so I can't look at it. Can I roll a life science on the
yes,
thing?
Yes, you can.
Just a quick scan.
Okay.
Not bad. 18.
18's not going to get you any info.
Any info.
No,
okay.
Because it's 20 plus the CR.
Yeah. No, that sucks. That's
it's
a standard
swarm
action.
Component.
Yeah,
no, it's
okay,
not.
Okay,
it's
yeah.
not. It's not any action.
It's not an action?
Nope.
I mean, Vin will shout, "Everyone look out!" And, fire his... Azimuth laser pistol? What's the range?
Are you sure? Is that your final answer?
No. No.
I'm just kidding. You just said it with such trepidation.
I'm so unsure. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Well, then I'm in that range. So, yeah. He'll just fire. You know, instinctively. I don't think I'm going to hit, though.
What'd you get?
A 16.
16 does hit. This is a big creature. This is actually a large... creature, so it's pretty easy to hit. So you do hit with that.
Okay, well I'll take it then. For 4 damage.
For 4 damage.
Mm-hmm. So
okay.
As good as I could have done, honestly. I guess.
All right.
On a crit. That'll work. Pew pew. It's my turn.
All right, Tex, you're up.
Okay. As a free action, I communicate with Yavari via my brainwaves. And I'm like, hey, I'm going to summon me a creature. You do what you got to do. I'll be hanging on, all right? And I'm going to spend my turn summoning a creature.
All right. I'm okay with that. That'll work.
Okay. Thank you.
Good.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah. I'll allow it.
Oh, neat.
Okay. It is now your turn, Yavari.
Okay. All right. So Yavari is going to, you know, right back at him, say, all right, Tex, hang on. There might be a little kickback. And she's going to fire her light reaction cannon.
Okay.
Ooh, I don't think so. With a 10 to hit. I'm rolling fucking garbage today. Yeah. Cool.
10 is going to miss for sure.
She's going to hold her ground, though. She's going to stay where she at.
All right, Sigurd, you're up.
Okay, so Adam, can you clarify for me? There's a spot on the map right next to the orb that's in the center of the room. There's a couple of squares next to it that have roughly half of the square empty. Are those okay to move through, or...
So you're talking about the like where the stairs are?
Basically, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so you can move through those squares.
Okay. So... Sig is...
For Yavari, that would be squeezing, though.
Okay. So Sig is going to charge at it. He knows the one trap has been deactivated because Yavari blew it up. Thanks, Yavari. So he's going
to... I got you.
He's going to charge and attack at this thing.
Yeah, that's fine. All right.
And all the entropy building into Betty, and he kind of like swings Betty around at the last second and pushes his shoulder against. Oh, fuck. Natural 20. Let's go.
Nice, baby.
All right. That's a, I think that's my first Betty crit.
Nice.
It's definitely getting the drop.
So, I deal 10 points of damage.
10 points of damage? My gosh. All right. Okay.
And it's bludgeoning if it matters.
All right. Well, it's its turn. And as a swift action, it's like little interlocking plates kind of come up. And four dredgers spill out of its sides.
What?
As it unleashes four
what
dredgers.
What the fuck?
Yes.
Oh, God, it's like a spider with babies on its back.
I didn't like this.
This is terrible. This is terrible.
Does that dredger set off the trap?
So, yes, it does. I was getting there, Griffin.
Sorry, I just want to make sure. my character's in the balance.
You're right, because your character's now surrounded. It's going to make a reflex save here. Critically fails on the reflex save.
I'll put it on the board, Heath.
Alrighty. Man.
Oh my gosh, this might kill it.
Hot
outright.
Night for the board.
Yes, does just enough damage to kill it. As like, so this big swarm component like basically like expels dredgers out of its side, and one of them triggers one of Zlonin's traps, and the spikes just come through it and just kill it immediately. However, there are still three dredgers out there.
Sig free action, looks back to the rest of the party. Little help, please.
I got you, buddy.
The big guy is going to try to, I guess... Can you do a full action if you did a swift action?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, all right.
It should be the same in Starfinder. Swift action and full action should be compatible.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. So I was going to do a full attack on Sigurd with the slams.
Here come the slams.
Here come the slams. All right. Well, I know that a 16 won't hit.
Nope.
But how does a 25
work? 25 hits. And, right. Oh, baby.
It's going to do 6 points of bludgeoning damage.
And you see the radius of entropy around Sig. Like, he now looks like Metal Mario almost, except like an oil slick, as he has his full entropy powered up.
Oh, boy.
Dope.
Not nice. Great. Nice. Not great. Okay. That is its turn. Natasi, you are up.
Wonderful. Natasi is going to see, you know, Sig dive in, try to hit this thing. He gets hit back. Dredgers explode everywhere. And she is going to move a little bit further, closer to this crowd of enemies. She's basically in line with the big old pulsating orb in the middle of the room. But close enough to this big old bad guy that with her left hand, she again does the same motion that she did before in an earlier combat, where this red, filmy kind of magical energy gathers around her, travels across her body to her shoulder, elbow, forearm, hand, and out. And it springs across and tries to burrow into this creature's mind. If it is susceptible to mind-affecting effects, I will need it to make a will save. This is the big one.
Right. Okay, it's going to actually roll twice and take the better result because it has swarm mind.
I was thinking you might say that.
Well, okay, question.
Okay.
I rolled a natural one, but it takes the better result. Does that go on the board?
Good question. This is rules I did not expect you to go into.
Yeah, I think it's got to be the result of a roll as a natural one. All right. Like the result of a...
So, right. Okay, so the better result...
I'm going to rule no, Adam.
Okay. Well, the better result was a 3 on the die.
Oh, boy.
So it's going to work. All right, Steve. Well, you managed to get... what I can only assume is a mind thrust off onto this thing.
So she throws out this red mist, and I don't know if you guys are familiar at all with like shooting guns, right? But if you're shooting a gun that's got a magazine in it, and you shoot it, you're kind of familiar with how it feels, that kick. And then you shoot that last bullet, and it still has kick, but it feels different, right? Because like the slide locks back or whatever. And that's almost how she feels when she comes up against the swarm mind, where she knows this should just blast right through this thing's brain, and it does, but there's a little hiccup in there. It feels right, but feels just a little different. And she's going to try and break its mind. And it's not total trash with 8 points of damage.
Shit. All
right. Nice.
I'm sorry. I think that was a genius analogy. Like, that made so much sense to me. You should play to his audience.
I mean, we're playing with Southern Tomfoolery. I figure you guys
just to say,
know that feel.
Talking about them guns.
Know that too.
I don't think that's all you had to say.
I was thinking about it. I was like,
hasn't fired a gun. Yeah.
If anybody understands this, it's these guys.
Yep.
You nailed it, dude. Thank you. I was right there with you.
Round 2, top of the order. Vin, what you got?
All right, yeah, so Vin, you know, saw how ineffective his little pea shooter was against this thing. And it's just like, oh, fuck. And he just starts, just take it off running. You know, straight right into the front of here. And as he stops right in front of the bugs, he looks at Sigurd and says, "You trust me, right, mate?" And he starts dialing in this like circular runes,
fuck, here it
and the hexagonal holographic plates start appearing in front of Sigurd, and Vin just reaches out and casts overheat on all of them.
Oh my god!
Ooh, baby!
All right, so you got to roll some saving throws for all of them, man.
This might legitimately be the best formation for an overheat that I've ever seen on the board.
Yeah, they're in a triangle. Cone. Yeah. It's the perfect cone to hit all of them.
So it's a 15-foot cone?
Yeah, it's to hit all of them. It would hit Sig, but it's not going to.
But, all right, so I mean, what are they rolling? 42
they roll a reflex for half damage. Yep.
Oh my god. All right, so we'll start with the one directly.
Well, let me tell you how much damage it is real quick.
Well, let me go ahead and do this reflex chain real quick, and then you can tell me damage. All right. Okay. So what is the number they got to beat?
15.
15. So the one directly in front of you saves.
Okay.
All right, the one south of that one with a 14.
Ooh, we'll take it all.
All right, the one to the left will fail.
Nice.
And then let's go with the big guy.
He cannot have a high reflex score.
13.
Oh!
Does not make it.
So flames Sigurd? Just shoot out. Sigurd won't have to roll. He's protected.
How?
Because my magic hack that I'm using is selective targeting, which excludes one square from any area effect spell that you cast.
Oh my god, that's fucking brilliant.
That's how Sig saved last time, but you had the expensive tax.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But
well,
Vin knows that Sig can handle a little heat in the face, you know what I'm saying? Like, you'll be
how
fine.
How much damage?
It's gonna be 9 damage.
God.
Which is not that great, but hey.
So on the save, they take half, or is it negate?
It's half. Half on the save.
Okay.
So we'll take 4.
Jeez, dude.
4 in the first one. Everyone else takes 9. Then just toast them.
Yeah, for real.
And that's my turn.
That was amazing, Zach.
Thank you.
Was really good.
Would you say it's inspirational? Was it inspirational to you?
I mean, no, because you just did so much damage. I'm not giving you buffs, but you did really, really well.
Thank you.
You have my respect for right
the,
now.
The
if that
inspo
matters
would
for
be
anything.
OP, man.
Yeah. All right, Tex, you're up.
Tex spent his turn summoning a creature. He again, tapped into this ethereal plane called Texas, and he doesn't fully understand it, but it speaks to his soul. And again, he kind of smiles to himself, and he's like, "Yeah, we're gonna do the old tube snake boogie." And he summons a tiny tiny fire elemental in the shape of a rattlesnake.
All right, where does it go?
It's gonna be just to the. It's a weird angle on the map, northwest. Just to the left of the farthest left.
Like here?
Damn it. Pain. Yes. But up on him, I mean, he would be within range.
Yeah. He's in the square, so.
Okay. Yeah. So he's on the other side of
Sigurd.
So
you got your turn and his turn.
Yeah. But he put it on the other side where one is kind of behind Sigurd because he's facing down a couple more and the big guy. And the tiny fire elemental rattlesnake is going to do his slam attack against the nearest, were they dredgers?
Yep.
Dredger? Yeah. Okay. So that'll be slam attack. All right. Okay, that's a 16 on the die for a 21.
Yeah, that hits.
Okie doke. 1d6 plus 3.
I hate it.
Got a max damage, so that's 9 damage.
Nice.
Dead.
Nice.
The snake just with fiery fangs just and bites in, burns him and kills him. One shot. There you go. Nice job, Tex. And you have your turn.
Nice. Yeah. That's the hard part about summoning. You forget that you matter. Okay, let's see. What's the range on this bad boy?
You currently are blocked by the orb.
Oh, really?
So, I'm sorry, is the orb in the center of this? I thought it was, in the ceiling. I was thinking of it as
it's, floating in the center of the room.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought it was like a chandelier, basically.
No.
Okay. So, it would be my move action to hop down.
Yes.
Okay.
Could he hold?
Yeah, I could wait, postpone my turn until after Yuvari's turn.
Yep.
That's what I'm gonna do. That is what I'm gonna do.
Alright, Yuvari, you're up.
All right, so then since this thing is in the center of the room, Yavari would be squeezing to get by, correct?
Yeah, and you'd have to go around it either way. Like, you can't get under it.
Yeah, that's fine. Her end goal is to get on this pew.
Yeah, you can easily do that.
So that she would like wing hop step up on top of the pew so that they could get a little more elevation, and so that Tex has a better shot. And as soon as she pops down on the pew, she's gonna take aim
at
the northernmost dredger.
Okay.
I don't know. Does a 13 hit?
Yes, it does.
Oh, sweet. Oh, baller. Max damage. It's going to be 10 piercing damage.
Dead.
Yay.
God damn it.
Nice.
Okay.
Okay, Tex.
Yeah. 3 out of the 4 dredgers are dead. They haven't even had their turn yet. Tex, what are you doing?
For the listener, again, like, Tex is still riding Yavari like a backpack.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to pull a... He's got a semi-auto pistol still out from the last combat, so I'm going to shoot with that.
Okay.
Ooh, that's not very good. That's an 11. At a dredger.
At a dredger?
Yeah.
Against what AAC?
I think just KAC.
That's going to miss.
Yeah, I figured.
It's the dredger's turn. I guess this one that's alive is going to run up to Natasi and is going to try to attach itself to Natasi.
What is the precedent for this?
It knows you made it mind thrust.
Adam's an asshole. That's the precedent.
Ridiculous.
Well, no, there's reasons. A 20 gets you, right?
Sexist.
Yes. Absolutely. You know what?
Yeah, the swarm is sexist.
Yeah.
Goddamn sexist swarm.
I'm fucking filing a complaint with HR, but fine.
Good luck, dude.
Yeah. We have not formed the HR department for hideous tomfoolery.
Well, I guess that means I'm HR again, because I'm HR on HLP, and I do a great job of it. So.
Yeah, you do a great job, and nobody says you don't. Everybody says you do a great job. Good
job. Yep.
All right, so it's attached to you, dude.
Sure is. It sure is, Adam.
It is. It is. But that's the only thing that the dredges get to do, because the rest of them are dead. Sigurd, you're up.
I'm going to give you a break, Betty. And Sigurd, move action, pumps all of his entropy into his, like, Oni horns. And you see the like, oil slick on the horns, and he starts, like, salivating, and his eyes turn, like, all the way black. And he's going to spend an inspiration, and he's going to attack.
Okay.
And that is a 22 against EAC.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay.
Nice.
So that's going to be a, 1d3 plus 3 plus 3d4.
Oh my god, dude. What?
As Sigurd gores the shit out of this thing, holy shit. 16 points of damage.
Nice!
Oh my god. Okay. It's still standing. It's not looking good. Not looking good for this swarm component here. It is its turn. It is going to...
You know, there's a pretty easy to hit looking medic in the back if you want to take a couple swings at her too. You know,
you gotta just move past. Take...
That was a joke, by the way.
Warning pause. He's thinking real hard about it.
In case you didn't notice, that was purely a joke.
So it's going to slide over one. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to then attack you, Sigurd.
Okay.
With a slam. With a 22 to hit.
That'll do.
For 9 points of damage.
Get another entropy point back, baby.
And that's going to be its turn. Natasi, you have a dredger on you. What do you do?
All right. Just for stuff, am I taking the grappled penalty here?
You do not.
Do not. Okay. If that's the case, then she is going to absolutely freak out. She does not want this thing touching her. She wants nothing to do with it. She is disgusted by these creatures, that they even exist. So she's going to try and put the barrel of her laser pistol up under its chin and pull the trigger twice.
Full round attack.
Get it.
Alright, one of them is going to go to a 9.
Okay.
And the other's a natural fucking 20.
Oh!
There it is!
Yeah!
Put it on the board!
Alright. Well, that is a critical hit.
Yes, it is.
So, roll damage twice.
I mean, she's just like, she's jittering around trying to get this off. Pulls the trigger, it shoots straight up into the ceiling, and then just twists in the right way. This thing goes into this thing's mouth. She pulls the trigger. I'm going to be rolling a little bit of damage here. Oh! With the maximum damage! 8 points!
You obliterate this thing as it just explodes all over your nurse's uniform, just covering you in swarm innards and intestines, but it is no longer attached to you because it's exploded. And dead.
I'm sorry. So you said jittering around, and now, like, all I can think of in my head is, like, this montage of us just squishing these fucking bugs and, like, jitterbug.
Jitterbug.
That's basically what's happening with this boss fight here. Y'all are, like, stomping on it like it's nothing. Vin, you're up.
Orange mocha frappuccinos.
All right. So, I mean, you know, Vin surveys the situation, sees what's going on, sees Sig tangoing with this big thing that's moved closer up to him, sees Natasi blow out of his peripheral vision, sees Natasi like completely obliterate this dredger's skull, and Vin will just charge up another overheat, his final spell slot, making sure to block Sig again, and just like, die you fucking big ugly bastard, and just spray it with fire.
I mean, I'll take another entropy DC point.
No.
Just kidding.
No, man. I mean, it's free. It's free for me to block. But yeah, so DC 15 reflex save for half damage.
Alright, I make the save.
Ooh, that's good damage, dude. 7 and 5, 12 damage. So half is 6.
Okay. So you kill it.
Nice. Vin just burns it up.
All right, so everybody like but Natasi. Everybody but Natasi.
I still get a movement, though, don't I?
No, not on this reaction here. As you kill it, it explodes in an acid bomb. Acid burst. So I'm going to need, well, let me just make sure here. No, that's everybody. That is everybody.
I will say this. Do you think that Tex would actually be affected?
Yes. Everybody's going to be affected by this.
He doesn't think so. He's just like, I'm making it happen.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
Reflex save.
Let me ask you this. Is it evil or chaotic?
Ooh, 19 on the die, baby.
It is.
Hey, evil. Same.
It is?
I also got a 19.
That's a 25 reflex save.
Does that mean that I can re-roll it, or is
that
it
means,
no?
That means yes. That means you can re-roll your save after you roll it. So if you don't like it,
17
well, that
on
was
the
a
die.
Natty 3 on the first one. So let's go again. Okay. Let's go again.
Another
let's
one.
Let's get the spirit of Hylax in there, watching Vin's ass real quick.
It's gotta be.
Oh, that's much better. That's a dirty 20.
Okay. Okay. What did everybody get?
25 for Sig.
Mm-hmm. 26.
Mm-hmm.
18.
Mm-hmm.
Natural 1, that's a 3.
No!
I got fucking bug juice in my eyes.
eye.
That's your excuse.
Just one eye.
The damage isn't bad, so it's 7 to you, Natasi, and 3 to everybody else.
Oh, that's not too bad.
I'll take it.
So, it explodes, and we are out of combat here. You guys handled the shit out of that. Oh my gosh. Right. So the fight's over, and Zelonin steps out, says,
"Oh, well, I see that you've taken care of that, then. I'm ready to go."
Thanks for the help.
All right, everyone. Everyone alive? Everyone all right? We got to fucking move before another one of them things come through this door.
I'm almost through my stamina.
Zelonin is coming out. Everybody's going back and forth. And Natasi's just kind of by herself to the side. She's like, fucking disgusting. And uses token spell to get all of the gore off of her from the head explosion she caused on her own square.
Sig walks like beeline straight to Vin and does the Arnold Schwarzenegger Carl Weathers handshake with him.
He just gladly accepts.
Thanks for not fucking burning me. That was pretty goddamn epic.
I got you, mate.
Zelonin says,
"They will just keep coming until they get what they are searching for, won't they? I should have known better than to have you all risk your lives to try to save me. I will honor the pain and suffering that you all have endured to get here, as well as the sacrifices of the other SDF soldiers. I will return with you to the evacuation zone. Though the swarm will take this temple, perhaps, by the grace of Hylax, its ultimate goal can still somehow be thwarted."
And about that time, you hear a garbled message come up on your comm units.
"Final evacuation transports are nearly at capacity. If you have not reached the evacuation zone by..."
We better fucking boogie.
We're fucked. Let's move.
I mean, we're a couple days out. We better hope they left a ship.
You're not a couple days out.
Aren't we? I thought it took almost a full day to get there.
Because you guys took several long rests.
Gotcha. You know what I mean? Yeah.
But you're 4 to 6 hours away. Yeah. That's the end of part 2 of the first book of Attack of the Swarm, The Fate of the Good.
Wow.
Hey.
Before we finish our drinks, Heath, let's get some totals on the board.
Okay.
This one's going to be, I feel like this one's going to be a close one.
I don't think this is going to be close at all,
but I also feel this is still an imperfect game because I'm keeping up with the fails for literally no reason. Because they don't factor into how the game turns out. It's just who has the most crits. STF finishes with 5 natural 20s. HLP finished with 8.
Whoa!
And you're dividing by 2, and we're dividing by 3. You win. HLP wins round 2, so we're tied. Nice.
Well, what's the fails look like?
With the fails, because that's a separate. It's a separate award. It's the losers trophy.
Yeah. STF has 3 natural 1s in the whole part 2. And HLP has 6.
So we're just swingy. We're just swingy.
I will say the swarm only had 1 natural 20 in all of book 2, but had 6 natural 1s.
Griffin, we don't
lose. That's a win for everyone.
Yeah, don't say that I'm over here fudging my dice. All right.
Yeah.
Griff, we did not lose.
1 natural 20.
Yes, the swarm won the crit fail game.
Right, so that's why we keep up with the fails. Is you want the swarm to win the crit fail game?
Adam, for this part of the book, you get to take home the Jepson's Malort Cup.
Sponsored by Jepson's himself.
Yeah, well, with that, I'm gonna finish my drink because we'll fucking see you.
We'll see you guys. Enjoy,
guys. Fucking killed it.